our speaker.
Yeah. Oh boy. My name is Wanda and I'm an addict.
Started this meeting now. I can't stop.
My name is Wanda and I'm an addict.
You don't have to speak in that thing. It's not a PA system.
Oh, okay.
No, you just hold on to it.
Oh, you know, okay.
Right there.
This is one real different for me because I always have come and tried to be anonymous. And my clean date is actually the 4th of July, 1991. And this is my first time, and I've never been in detox or treatment, and relapse is not a part of my story. So you know what I've been through since I've been here. I really wanted to talk about transformation, because that's what I'm in right now, my process of being transformed. But before I got there, it was a whole lot of insanity. But to briefly qualify myself, I'm right now in a mode of addressing an image breaker, which is called mental illness. I've been here almost 19 years, and I refuse to look at the fact that I have a grave emotional disorder. And that has kept me stagnating and kept me with one of the biggest defects of character, fear and anger. And believe me, I've displayed it. People that know me know that I have. When I look back over my background, I've always had a relationship with God. I came up in a family where you had, it's called United House of Prayer, and we had to go to church every day. So that really wasn't the problem. The problem was the real mental issue. I used to pray and say, God, if you could just let me bypass what they got, you know, and being given away as a small child, my father said I wasn't his because me and my mother are tall and light, and my sister and brother and my father are short and dark. So I don't know if that intimidated him or not, but he just beat her, you know. And as a direct result of both of their diseases, my mother was violently murdered due to a toxic relationship. And you would have thought that I'd learned from that. But since then, that's all I've been trying to do is I've been getting in and out of toxic relationships since I've been here, only to be humiliated. And God just put, I wasn't on my stomach. Was it a bottom there? All I know is I was just there in the rooms. I hit a spiritual bottom, emotional bottom, and a physical bottom. Since January, I used to weigh almost 250 pounds. And as you can see, I weigh 185 now. And the disease has addressed me and challenged me spiritually, mentally, and physically. So that's why I said I'm in my transformation process. I have what you call a thyroid disease. And what it's doing now is in an overactive mode. It's being addressed, you know, I'm dealing with that. But that mental piece, good God Almighty, after almost in my 17th year, I was diagnosed with PTSD. And for real, y'all, I already knew it, you know, but that image and that fake pride and I don't want nobody close to me and you can't come in my circle. If my parents didn't want me, what make me think you wanted to be my friend? So I came here doing a lot of fighting. In my first 6 years, I ran the women away from me. And when I started getting the little bee stings in the bump, I ran the men away. What you looking at? You know, because I had to do that. When I think about my story, all the humiliation and the degradation that happened to me prior to coming in the rooms, that's how I managed to. God save my life because I said a prayer. And I don't know how I end up in the rooms, but I'm in the rooms. And I have not looked back. The fear, that fear of going back out there plagues me today. I don't ever, ever want to live like that again. I don't ever want to do the animalistic things that I had to do just to get high. You know, I don't know. My history tells me that it's been God all the time with me because and coming up in all of those foster homes, I mean, I was from Washington to Richmond, every state, every year. I never stayed nowhere one year. I always ran away, and it started when I was 9. And how I got back to Washington, D.C., I cannot tell you. I ended up back. Every year I ran, and he brought me back. And then it got to a point to where I got pregnant, and I have a daughter who is 37 that was taken away from me because I was young and didn't have, I was homeless. Homeless back in the day. And for me, that kind of destroyed me. So I pushed people away. I had no social skills until recently, over the last 2 years. I just backed everybody away because I felt like I wasn't worthy. You know, I've been in the room surviving and not living, you know, and I'm just starting to live. And the biggest part of me starting to live is when I start addressing that emotional disorder. You know, I believe there's something else going on, too, and I believe it's called adult ADHD, which is when I start a project, when I'm doing something, if you don't keep my attention, you know, I forget, or sometimes I forget from one room to the other. You know, next month I'll be 55 years old. So I blame it on that. I said, well, I'm an old lady, so hey, you know, I got all these big grown children. But God has blessed me also to have a 16-year-old daughter as well. My disease has brought up all my defects full circle, insecurity, anger, resentment. And I don't mean for no small period of time. I've been like that for years in the rooms, you know, and that helped me to realize that you can be sick because clean time ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, like I said, after my 16th year, I'm now addressing the little mentally retarded little girl that's in there that's been trying to come out, and I've been letting image and false pride kill me spiritually. It got so bad, I've been having a problem due to me with keeping female sponsors. I have a male sponsor, right? And I guess it's something about me most women don't really want to tap into because I have a habit of saying what's on my mind. And a lot of times it's not nice. And I realized that today. I don't want to live like that because I realized this program is about love, you know, and I've been pushing people way too long. You know, I've been in the rooms, I think all the way up to 15 years, I basically may have went to just one meeting. And that's called a Second and D shelter on Second and D Street. And that fear, you know, I'm an addictions counselor now, and I have not wanted to take any promotions. I've been offered all, you know what I'm saying, the ADHD is, I'm just realizing when I take a look at myself that I've held myself up for a long time, you know, and I've gotten to the point, people have always said I was crazy because of my behavior. Well, now I know, you know. So, and I, not only do I know, I've gotten tired of me. So, you know, you've been saying it for years, now I'm tired, you know, and this walk that I'm in now, basically, I feel like I'm alone because I've surrendered my life. I've given my life to God, and that means my flesh, too. I'm in a relationship. We don't practice the flesh. We go through everything else except the flesh. I realized I had to close my mouth, close my legs, and my behind because that's a drug for me, too. That's a mood-altering chemical, you know, and I was staying sick. And if I'm seeking God and asking him to guide my life, how can I keep on using and using people, you know? And when I look back over the relationships that I've been in, to be honest, the first one that I was in, that was my father. He didn't want to be bothered with me. I did no work. So how am I going to come and grow up and think that I can be in a healthy relationship with someone else and I hadn't did no work? I was still sick. That healing process for me has been very painful, you know, and it's a place that I have been for years in recovery. I've just been surviving. I'm just beginning to start to live due to my fear, my stagnating fear, my stagnating anger, you know. The thyroid disease basically is an emotional disease because the side effect from it is depression. Can you imagine how long I've been in depression since I was 9 years old? And before then, I can remember in diapers watching my father beat my mother to oblivion. And you'd have thought I learned. I married a guy that did me the same way, that locked me in the attic. We had a Great Dane, a German Shepherd, and a poodle. And we all had to eat food off a tray. He didn't lock the door because he knew I had a fear of animals. So I had to stay in there till he came home with the dogs in the corner because I was afraid to come out. And I was afraid of the dogs. I've been through some chronic abuse. And that same guy, and I'm still praying for him today. I can't say that I've let go of that, but he made me have oral sex with him in front of my children and made them watch it. And, you know, you would have thought that I'd have ran from relationships when I got here. But when I look back at my mother, she was with my father. She caught him in the bed with a bed with a man, and it took her for a loop. She had a nervous breakdown, and she didn't tell me how you get through that. I mean, everybody got their own preference. All I did was find out because I caught him too. And what I did was traumatize him. I dogged him, you know, and I mistreated him. Only to come in the room after 8 years, I had to write about him because I was in the rooms in these relationships. I was traumatized, calling guys, God forgive me for my mouth because I have worked on it. Bitch ass nigga, I'm talking about in the rooms, fighting them. Calling them bitch niggas, talking to them like they not nothing, taking out on them for what I went through because I refused to heal. I refused to take a look at me and the part that I played in it. And I'm going to tell you something, I'm not a victim, even as a small child, because as I grew up, the choices that I made were mine. I made those choices, you know, so, and that's how it's gotten me today, to be where I'm accepting myself and everything that comes along with it, the emotional disorder, the mental issues, and all. Because I know that sitting here with all of us on this beach, I'm not alone. You know, mental illness is a part of the disease of addiction. I choose to address mine. I don't want to be here clean but for the grace of God and not recovering. I've been here long enough doing that. I don't even know how I got here today because this has been the most, out of 17 times of coming to this convention, this has been the most uncomfortable time that it's been. And it's because he didn't want me to think that you got anything going on. This is not a booty call. This is not about you staying up in meetings. You're going to listen to me when I say to you, share your experience, strength, and hope. You're going to have to be honest, you know, I'm not one of those glittering and all of that old stuff. I just started getting my nails done over the last few years because my past has told me if I have a gun in my hand, the fingernail might get in the way when I'm trying to pull the trigger, you know. And then everybody knows me that I'm a tennis shoe, sweatsuit, basically. I get in a dress, but what if when I rob something, I got to run and I got on heels? That's crazy, you know. And this has kept me sick for a long time, you know, and I'm not a lesbian, never have been. That's not part of my story. I don't do cuckoo, strictly dickly, but right now, that's even arrested, you know. That's how bad I want to get better. I am so sick and tired of me and my attitude. I just cannot tell you. I accept the fact that every guy that has been in my life, God put him there for a reason. He showed me. If you're not in no relationship, you need to get in one. If you don't think you have anything to work on, I challenge you to get in one. I challenge you. Because that's been the way that I've been able to address me. You know, it's looking at them, I was like, ooh. And my mouth. Man, I used to cuss every other word. It wasn't until I heard, and I have to say this, most of my help has come from the guys, because those were the only ones I allowed to help me. Not from the flesh, but from the women just didn't want to be bothered with me for years. And sometimes I get that reaction now, but it's okay because I'm here for me, you know. And I'm told that when seeking that relationship with him, I might have to walk alone. I'm willing. I have a nice gentleman in my life, but I'm willing to back all the way up off of him because you know what? If he wants some booty, you can't have this. I'm not giving up any testes because I told him first. And that means remove myself from the flesh because I'm not married. And I'm willing to go all the way that far. That's how angry and sick I've been since I've been here. You know, I've not lost my desire, but my relationship with God must come first. You know, I'm willing to go through any lengths. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm sick and tired. After almost 19 years being sick and tired, I'm tired of me. I'm tired of me. And it ain't got nothing to do with the outside. I think I'm a relatively attractive 54-year-old woman. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. It's how I feel on the inside. I've made myself sick. I mean, I've made myself sick. Not you, not none of those men that have been in my life. I did this to me. And I'm also going to help me with the grace of God and you people. I just had to get to a point of willingness. You kept saying I was crazy. You kept saying I needed to do this. But I had to find out. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And my spirit is in a place now it's never been. I don't have nothing against nobody. I speak to people, my friends sometimes, like, God, you speak and talk to everybody. I love children. My daughter say, Mom, everywhere we go, you always messing with the girl. Do you know this is the first time I've ever been able to do this? Speak to people and look at their spirits and not look at their outsides and judge as if I really could. Now, I've told you a little about me, so you know I don't have the right to judge nobody. I've been anonymous all of this time, and y'all want to mess with me now. Whew. He said I had to uncover to recover. And now, I've written the steps numerous times over the years. But this year, it has stripped my gut. I feel it. I can read something now. I'm not a reader and a writer either. I don't like it, and I'm fluent in both. But he doing something to me now. Y'all can't tell you what it is. All I know is I'm willing to go to lengths. And this is something that he got to do with me, not me and somebody else, not me hiding behind somebody. I can't even hide behind my daughter. And I'm going to tell you, talk about somebody being in love. I love my daughter like I've never loved a human being in my life. And I have, like I said, a daughter 37. I have a son 36, a son 34. And my daughter, my baby, is 16 years old. She's on an honor roll. She had college. She went into fifth grade. I made it a point this time. The rest of them got away, but I was going to do everything under the Son of God to make sure she got what they didn't get. And she did. She's awesome. Y'all helped me to raise her. She been to me. She stayed in meetings for her first 12 years and then told me, well, you and my father the one in the attic. Only now to have her disease active. She smokes marijuana. And, you know, I don't beat up on her. I don't know. I can't stop her because she told me, you can send me the treatment. All I'm going to do when I come back is use again. You know, she has the information. She has the tools. She has to hit her bottom just like I did, and I got to be willing to stand there and stop stepping in the way. And what I do is be there for her morally. But it hurts me to see my child change. My daughter's beautiful. You should see her. The ones that have know she is. But I see the change in her. And it hurts me to my heart because I know that journey and what it's like. You know, I also know that we're some brilliant people. Because it wasn't until recovery happened to me that I started using my brain. Because before then, the drugs had it. And I know there are parts of me that's not going to ever heal. I have to accept that. But the parts that's going to heal, more than anything, my spirit is in position. He got me. I don't know about y'all. He can have me. Hi, Lolo. He can have me. Woo. And I look at her. We started, woo, good God Almighty. And I mean, we were something else. We drank together everything. God, we ran second and D shelter like we had ownership of some real estate. You know, everybody homeless, they had no damn keys. And then when we act up, they put our ass out, didn't they? Yeah. I am so grateful. I can't tell you the gratitude that, and it's for the small, it's for my insides. I just started working again. My health took me to a place to where, and when the weight started dropping off of me, y'all, that when I went, and I got in therapy afterwards because they told me about the depression that comes along with it. And I was told that my psychiatrist, not psychologist, I take medication as well. She told me, I don't see how you get up and walk. Because most people are in the bed, have to be hospitalized. I said, with a spirit within and knowing that he got me, he keeping me moving. I'm living on borrowed time. I know that. I realize that. You know, I can't hide no more. There's no more false pride, no more fake images. If you can't accept me for who I am, keep it moving. I don't have nothing against you. I ain't got nothing to say about you because I don't know who God gonna use. And I'm not trying to block no more blessings. I've been blocking my blessings. Good gracious alike. It's all due to me that I'm in the position that I'm in. Me. I used to say, you know what? If my father had been a man and not a fag, if my mother had gave him, maybe he wanted some more head. You know what I'm saying? And then I got married and went to work and got treated worse. It's not about the outside for me. If I don't get my spirit right with God, if I don't clean house, come real, uncover to recover, I'm going to die. And I ain't talking about no physical death. I don't want to be in here walking zombie. I've seen people in the rooms lose their mind. I don't know if they're on medication, but I've seen some lose their damn mind and still walking around. I see it every day. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to die. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Wanda. I congratulate you all, you brave souls, for being out here this morning. I know I would not be here if it weren't for the fact that I don't know what the hell I was thinking when I said, oh, yeah.